Hello, my wonderful friend. It's me, Inara, and I am so happy you're here today. You know, the magic book and I have been noticing something truly beautiful happening with children around ages 5 and 6. They're starting to ask the most wonderful questions. Questions like, why am I here? What's my purpose? How can I make the world better? And if your child is asking these kinds of questions, I want you to know something important. This isn't random curiosity. This is spiritual development happening right before your eyes, and it's absolutely beautiful. Now, I know that talking about spiritual development with young children might feel a little uncertain. You might be wondering, are they too young for these big conversations? How do I even begin to talk about purpose and meaning with a 5-year-old? And my friend, those are such thoughtful questions to ask. Here's what the research tells us, and what the magic book has whispered to me over thousands of years. Children at this age are natural meaning makers. According to the National Association for the Education of Young Children, children are active learners from birth, constantly creating sophisticated theories to build their understanding of the world. And around ages 5 and 6, something magical happens. They start to wonder not just how things work, but why they matter. The CASEL framework, which guides social-emotional learning, identifies developing interests and a sense of purpose as fundamental competencies for young children. This isn't something we need to wait until they're teenagers to address. It's happening right now in these precious early years. Think about it this way. When your child asks, why do we help people? Or what happens when we're kind? They're not just asking for information. They're building their understanding of their place in the universe. They're developing what researchers call spiritual awareness, which is really about understanding connection, purpose, and meaning. And here's something that might surprise you. Research from the Raising Children Network shows that at ages 5 and 6, children are becoming more independent and love making small decisions. Every time they make a choice, every time they decide to share a toy or help a friend or create something beautiful, they're exploring what it means to have agency in the world. They're discovering that their actions matter. The magic book taught me something wonderful about this. Children don't need complex philosophical discussions about purpose. What they need is for us to honor their questions, to take their wondering seriously, and to help them see how their everyday actions connect to something larger. So how do we do this? How do we support our children's spiritual development in ways that feel natural and authentic? First, welcome their big questions with warmth and curiosity. When your child asks, why are we here? Don't panic or deflect. Take a breath, smile, and say something like, what a beautiful question. What do you think? Children often have the most amazing insights when we give them space to wonder aloud. Second, help them see the ripples of their actions. When they do something kind, point it out gently. You helped your friend feel better. That kindness created something beautiful in the world. When they create art or build something, acknowledge it. You made something that didn't exist before. That's a special kind of magic. Third, connect them to stories that show purpose and meaning in action. And this is where I get so excited, because we have a story that does this beautifully. It's called The Mushroom Memory Keepers, and it's about two friends, Theo and Miles, who discover a magical mushroom grove. Each mushroom holds memories of small acts of kindness that grew into world-changing movements. They learn from grandfather Aristotle and ranger Tia that they're part of a long chain of people who have worked to make the world better. What I love about this story is how it shows children that they're connected to something larger than themselves, that their small acts of kindness, their questions, their wondering, all of it matters. They're not too young to make a difference. They're exactly the right age to start understanding that they have purpose. After you read this story with your child, you might ask them, what kind of change do you want to create in the world? And listen, really listen to what they say. Because even at 5 or 6, they have beautiful ideas about how to make things better. Fourth, create rituals that honor meaning and connection. This could be as simple as a gratitude practice at bedtime. What made your heart happy today? What kindness did you see or give? These small moments build spiritual awareness naturally. Fifth, model your own sense of purpose. Talk about why you do the work you do. Why you help others, why you create beauty or solve problems. Children learn so much by watching us live with intention. And here's something the research emphasizes that I think is so important. The National Association for the Education of Young Children notes that children's motivation to learn deepens significantly when their environment fosters their sense of belonging, purpose, and agency. This isn't just about spiritual development. When children feel connected to purpose, it supports all their learning and growth. Now, I want to address something that might be on your heart. You might be thinking, but Inara, my child hasn't asked these big questions yet. Does that mean something's wrong? Oh, my friend, absolutely not. Every child's timeline is different. Some children ask these questions out loud at 4, some at 7, some express them through their play or their art rather than words. Your job isn't to force these conversations. It's simply to be ready when they arise and to create an environment where wondering is welcomed. And remember, spiritual development doesn't mean religious instruction unless that's part of your family's values. It simply means helping children understand connection, meaning, purpose, and their place in the larger web of life. It's about nurturing their natural sense of wonder and helping them see that they matter. The Magic Book has shown me thousands of years of children growing into their purpose. And you know what I've learned? It always starts with small moments. A question asked, a kindness given, a moment of wonder at a sunset or a flower or a friend's smile. These tiny seeds of meaning grow into mighty trees of purpose over time. So be patient with yourself and with your child. You don't need to have all the answers. In fact, some of the most beautiful spiritual conversations happen when we say, I don't know. What do you think? Let's wonder about this together. Your child is on a beautiful journey of discovering who they are and why they're here. And you, my wonderful friend, get to walk beside them, honoring their questions, celebrating their kindness, and helping them see that they are part of something magnificent. The Book of Inara has many stories that support this journey. The Mushroom Memory Keepers is a beautiful place to start, but there are so many others that explore connection, purpose, kindness, and meaning in ways that speak to young hearts. Thank you for being here today, for caring so deeply about your child's development in all its beautiful dimensions. You're doing something truly special by honoring their spiritual growth alongside their emotional, social, and cognitive development. The Magic Book and I are always here for you, cheering you on, believing in you and your child. Until our next adventure together, with love and starlight, Inara.